This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the show, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the history of the tulip, strangely enough. The reason for this is because some of these bankers, like Jamie Dimon, have trotted out the claim that Bitcoin is somehow like tulips. That there was this supposed tulip mania, tulip craze that happened in the Netherlands, was it?
Right, that's where the craze was, yeah.
Back in the 1600s, I think you said it was.
Right.
And, Mark, you've been sharing a detailed article from the Smithsonian that is getting into kind of the history. It sort of just kind of started talking about the history of unique things like tulips, and then it's talking a little bit more about tulips now. So if you want to continue, we'll do that here. But first, let's go to John. He's in Nevada on Skype. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I think what we're seeing now is the great robustness and strength of the whole cryptocurrency project, in that, you know, for the first time we have exit. And exit is such an important libertarian strategy, you know, from secession. Well, crypto coins are a kind of economic secession. And now we're in a position where, okay, well, are we locked into Bitcoin? Well, if you think there's something wrong with Bitcoin, then you exit. And this is, we've never had such efficient exit before. We've never had such fast exit before.
Yep.
And so people are going to get kind of get scared by, you know, the way things happen at a faster pace than ever before.
Right.
But I think it's actually a very good thing. And it indicates that the problems we have with crypto coins are probably going to be solved for this very reason.
Right. Because the marketplace is going to put pressure on these coins.
Right.
Maybe that means that Bitcoin will get fixed because the people who are so thoroughly invested.
They got to fix it. They got competition.
It's the biggest network by factors of any crypto out there.
Starting to change.
That's true. But it is the biggest net where there are just, you know, the amount of mines that are working in the Bitcoin sphere and all that stuff.
Although Bitcoin Cash has had its mining hash power pass Bitcoin now.
Sure, the hash power is one thing. It's another thing as to how many people are working on how many projects with Bitcoin Cash at its center, and I would say the answer to that is very few.
More than before.
More than before, absolutely. There's, you know, I'm not saying
this is the pressure we're talking about that's on Bitcoin right now.
I got it.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's necessarily going to only be one Bitcoin.
There's not. In fact, there's Bitcoin Gold that has apparently launched today. Our Wednesday night co-host said that this was a scam and that it probably would never happen. It looks like it may be happening, although what does launching actually mean? When I went to their site after they supposedly launched, there wasn't any software you could download, so they supposedly were putting software up, but it wasn't there. So maybe it's up now and it just wasn't there when they were supposed to be launched. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be ready for the third or fourth launch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin Gold, but there is Bitcoin Cash and there is Bitcoin, and I agree with you. Bitcoin Cash is definitely putting the pressure on now. All these Bitcoin core people, the original Bitcoin, they just thought they could rest easy at the top, and they got somebody trying to nip their heels now, and I think that's a good thing. That's what you're saying here, right?
Yeah, so when Bitcoin Cash forked, I saw that as, first of all, a hedge against Bitcoin. If something goes wrong with Bitcoin, well, then Bitcoin Cash may be ready to step in. And also kind of as a stalking horse, because it's been, you know, it's been following on Bitcoin's heels these last few months, you know, since the Bitcoin people are not really following their promise to go through and increase the block size to 2x, well, now they're getting consequences for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these are good things. I think they show the health of the system. I don't think it's important if if the cryptocurrency that becomes the digital cash that creates, that changes the world. I don't think it's important if that's the exact project that Satoshi started.
Yeah, something's going to win, and whether it's Bitcoin or not, it's a good question. I think you bring up a great point here, this idea of exiting a currency and how difficult it would have been in the past, right? Like, if before the days of cryptocurrency, if you had a bunch of dollars and you wanted to get out of that, well, you could buy gold. You could try to exchange your dollars into some other world currency and hope that they don't inflate the hell out of that one, which, of course, they're almost guaranteed to. You could buy diamonds or some other like physical thing or real estate or something like that. But all of these things take a lot of time and effort to try to, you know, do, to accomplish these tasks, to change from one into the next. And the idea of cryptocurrency allowed people to exit the old money system. Generally, whether it was getting into Bitcoin or the Ether or one of the other ones, doesn't matter which, they're exiting that old money system. And if they want to exit Bitcoin or they want to exit Ether or Bitcoin Cash, it's usually just a matter of a simple trade on a market, which they can accomplish as long as Bitcoin is transacting within a matter of, you know, an hour or something like that. So the speed of exit or the potential for it is much higher, and I think that's an interesting point.
Right. The point of Bitcoin originally, and ultimately the point of all crypto coins to one extent or another, is to take over the financial world, is to allow everyone in the world who wants to exit the fiat systems.
Well, that's what we thought. That's what we all thought about Bitcoin. But there's the people who are in charge of Bitcoin now who seem to don't, you know, they're,
it's
like
a settlement layer.
Yeah, you can use credit cards. PayPal's fine, is what they've been saying.
Yeah, and a lot of that
crazy
talk is scary. When people on the core dev start saying, use PayPal, then you're going, okay, I don't think you guys get this at all.
Right. But these are not the people who should be programming Bitcoin.
Right. But this is a wake-up call for them.
Right.
And my second point here is that this is an extremely huge project, and it's going to be extremely volatile for the foreseeable future.
No doubt.
We can't expect taking over the world's money to be smooth and steady, you know.
Oh, no, those banks are going to fight tooth and nail to retain their place in the world.
There's going to be much bigger crises than this down the line. Mm. But
good point.
I think that cryptocurrency, the blockchain, you know, has the potential to solve these problems and to win these battles in the future. And so, you know, long term, I'm very optimistic.
I love it. Great call, John. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. I tend to agree. I'm also very optimistic for cryptocurrency in general. I'm not as optimistic about the immediate future of Bitcoin. And I hope that he's right. I hope that this new competitor of Bitcoin Cash really puts a fire underneath these Bitcoin programmers to where they figure something out and do something to make Bitcoin useful again. Because right now, it's not useful at all.
Right. I would say that, I've recommended diversification for some time here on the air. I'm still an advocate of diversification. I am also an advocate that when the market zigs, you zag. And currently, zigging means sell Bitcoin, run to other things, right? And, you know, it's going to be difficult to get your transaction through. It's expensive to do right now. But price is lower.
Didn't you sell some Bitcoin?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you just tell me you bought some Bitcoin Cash recently?
This has been weeks.
Oh, I thought you bought it recently.
No, it was weeks.
Okay.
I bought it back at the rate.
So you bought it at a good time.
Yeah, I bought it about the rate that at a Bitcoin as what it was worth when I sold it.
Gotcha.
And I was happy to have done that. I managed to pay off my house, which was great. And then I recouped some Bitcoin Cash, and I've got a certain amount of that. But I would say that, you know, running away from Bitcoin right now, some kind of panic sell doesn't seem
like... Oh, that's totally what I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, generally...
But I'm not an investor. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I'm just making the point that a panic sell is almost always a bad idea.
Well, I didn't sell at all. I only sold, you know, a portion of it, a very, you know, a small portion of it.
I understand.
I had fear of missing out last week. as the price of Bitcoin was running up. So I bought Bitcoin because I didn't want to miss out.
And you would have been at the right time, presuming your transactions go through as you had hoped them that would go through.
Yeah, I was on the bubble, except the Bitcoin network was so congested and full of people trying to get out of Bitcoin that I couldn't do anything.
Right, so you got screwed because of that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about the Tulip Mania. Was it really everything it's cracked up to be? Mark's going to say, no, actually, it wasn't. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up. Make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
excited to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, don't forget, if you want to shop with us to help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want online at a great price, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Holiday season is pretty much upon us here at this point. Black Friday rolling up in the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know the deals are going to be present. You can help Free Talk Live out. So we've got a Walmart link for you over there at shop.freetalklive.com. And a couple of Amazon links for those of you in the UK and Canada. Sorry, Amazon US broke up with us last month. So those of you in the US, you can use our Walmart link, and that'll help Free Talk Live too. So head over to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of and feel good, because Free Talk Live benefits when you do that. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, you were sharing with us a story from the Smithsonian, a detailed piece about tulip fever. And you were getting into kind of like the history of the tulip, of man's obsession, apparently, with this flower that was found apparently in Asia.
Right. China, yeah. The high market price for tulips, to which the current version of tulip mania refers, were prices for particularly beautiful broken bulbs, writes the economist Peter Garber. Since breaking was unpredictable, some have characterized tulip mania among growers as a gamble, which growers vying to produce better and more bizarre variegations and feathering. After all the money the Dutch speculators spent on the bulbs, they only produced flowers for about a week. But for tulip lovers, that week was a glorious one.
Mm-hmm.
As luxury objects, tulips fit well into a culture of both abundant capital and new cosmopolitanism, Goldgar writes. Tulips required expertise and an appreciation of beauty and the exotic and, of course, an abundance of money. Here's where the myth comes into play. According to popular legend, the tulip craze took hold of all levels of Dutch society in the 1630s.
Everybody had to have it.
Right. The rage among the Dutch to possess them was so great that the ordinary industry of the country was neglected. This is a quote, by the way. And the population, even to its lowest dregs, embarked in the tulip trade. So you had got bums with one eye and a peg leg. Tulips! Tulips! Right? Is what we're to believe, wrote Scottish journalist Charles McKay in his popular 1841 work, The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. According to his narrative, everyone from the wealthiest merchants to the poorest chimney sweeps jumped into the tulip fray, buying bulbs at high prices and selling them for even more. Companies formed just to deal with the tulip trade, which reached a fever pitch by the late 1636. And by February 1637, the bottom fell out of the market. More and more people defaulted on their agreement to buy the tulips at the prices they'd promised, and the traders who'd already made their payments were left in debt or bankrupt. At the least, that's what has always been claimed. In fact, there weren't that many people involved, and the economic repercussions were pretty minor, Bulgar says. I couldn't find anybody that went bankrupt. If there had been really a wholesale destruction of the economy, as the myth suggests, that would have been a much harder thing to face. And this is true today. You'll often find that the very wealthy pay for things that aren't going to last long, but show status right now. I'm thinking handbags.
Okay.
You can pay five figures for a purse. Not that I carry a purse, but a woman.
A man purse.
A person who's interested. I have a fanny pack, sir.
Yeah.
A woman can pay, can buy a
Louis Vuitton.
You and I should not even come close to attempting to speculate.
A Burberry.
We have no idea what the names of these things are.
I know a couple of them, probably the cheaper ones. There's probably some really fancy brands I've never heard of.
You know the stuff that is now sold at Target.
I know the stuff that there was years ago. A girlfriend of mine knew somebody who sold knockoffs, so I knew what some of the names were because of the knockoffs.
But Coach. What I'm saying is,
Coach is a great one of them. Bag.
But are they now?
I don't know.
That's the thing, is that I wouldn't even hazard a guess because, you know, these things, you know, they're cyclical, and I have no idea. But you can currently pay a lot of money for a bag that will be available to the public in 2 years, basically, some knockoff or whatever will be available. Like, it's very difficult to tell. So the rich do this. They did it in the 1630s, and they do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And this didn't send orphans into bankruptcy, as we were to believe, according to the you know, what we've been told.
Now, the dude here is writing, it sounds like he did some research. He sounds like he looked to find examples of the fallout of this. But I got to say that, you know, you're looking at writings from the 1600s. There's probably not a whole lot of information about failed businesses. You know, if you think about it, how many of the businesses in the Keene, New Hampshire area that have failed in the last year that you're going to remember a year from now, or that they wrote a book about how they failed? I mean, so maybe there's not all the evidence out there that there could be to show what all the fallout was from this tulip
thing. The evidence of this was written 200 years after.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence for the tulip mania was written 200 years after tulip mania in a different country.
Okay.
So
I'm not saying it wasn't blown out of proportion.
Debunking that almost 200 years later, more than 150 years later, is not outside of the realm. I mean, at this point, there's a
historian. I'm not trying to debunk the debunking here. I'm just saying to make the claim that nobody went bankrupt. I don't know about that.
No, they made the claim that there's no evidence.
I see.
Anyone went bankrupt.
That doesn't mean that no one went bankrupt.
That's not to say that everything about the story is wrong.
Yeah.
Merchants really did engage in a frantic tulip trade, and they paid incredibly high prices for some bulbs. And when a number of buyers announced that they couldn't pay the high price previously agreed upon, the market did fall apart and cause a small crisis. But only because it undermined social expectations. In this case, it was very difficult to deal with the fact that almost all of our relationships are based on trust. And people said, I don't care that I said I'm going to buy this thing. I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to pay for it. There really was no mechanism to make people pay because the courts were unwilling to get involved. So here you had commitments, and probably in many cases verbal, maybe written. You know, maybe some written commitments, and courts weren't interested in, you know, applying them to anyone. And, you know, this just showed how much the marketplace was based on trust. And this is another reason we should pay attention to cryptocurrencies, because they remove much of the trust from a financial transaction. So, but the trade didn't
affect. That's correct.
Yeah. So if tulip mania wasn't actually a calamity, why was it made out to be one? We have the tetchy Christian moralists to blame for that. With great wealth comes great social anxiety. Or as historian Simon Schoma writes in the Embarrassment of Riches, an interpretation of Dutch culture in the Golden Age, the prodigious quality of their success went to their heads, but it also made them quite queasy.
All right, I want to see where this is going here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. Yeah, why is this all bandied about as though it was something when it wasn't? 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You are invited here to join us on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're learning more than we've ever learned, I think, in one time about tulips. At least I am. The history of them and what happened with the tulip mania. Was it as pronounced as the people who've been talking about it over the years have made it sound? As bad as it has been made to sound, no, apparently not.
Right. Tulip mania was made to seem like this catastrophe that visited 1630s, Amsterdam, and that, the economy in the Netherlands was laid waste, and really... there's just no historical evidence for this. And the comparisons of tulip mania to Bitcoin and so many other things are probably it's just inaccurate. So to suggest that this occurred and it didn't occur, well, you can't use it as a comparison. Anyway, I want to tell you real quick about Whole Food Multicomplete. It's much, much, much more than a multivitamin. It contains within it enzymes and probiotics, antioxidants, an immune support system, a bone and joint supplement, and even energy support. And I'd say that's absolutely true. I've been taking Whole Food Multicomplete for a year now, and Well, I got to say, life's better on this. It's given me a variety of things. Not only did it, knock off about 15 pounds off me, it, fixed a digestive issue I've been having for a long time. And, I'm getting better sleep than I was, too. Whole Food Multicomplete has been doing what the big guys want for 15 years now, making the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit simplifymysupplements.com now to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL. Receive 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. I love this product and I'm going to continue using it. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Yes, they take Bitcoin.
All right. You can join us here at 855 450 free like freedom. In a moment, Mark, you're going to tell us more about how this story about the tulips became overblown. That's what the part you were going to get to. But first, we're going to go to Carl. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to your show all night about the tulips. But the Nakover Township, I guess our left-wing politicians are going to soon need to come and take everybody's hammers, because a woman last week in the town I live in, her boyfriend beat her to death with a hammer. He'd been in trouble before, so I guess he couldn't get a gun. So
who got beaten to death with a hammer? A politician?
No, just a woman.
No, this woman with three kids that this guy lived with. I'm not sure the time. It was like somewhere around 4 a.m. 911 was called or something.
I wonder if alcohol was involved. Someone beaten to death with a hammer at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, and then see, the obituary didn't mention a husband. That's why I say the boyfriend. It mentioned her three children, though.
I'm sure that they're devastated.
Yeah, and her parents took the children in, of course. But, look, if people can't get guns, they'll use hammers, they'll use knives, they'll
sure.
use vehicles to kill people. So, here's a big problem in New Jersey. The law-abiding citizens cannot get concealed carry. Very, very, almost impossible. And you know what? Not in this case, but in many cases, if you could carry a gun, concealed carry, as a law-abiding citizen, lives would be saved because the police can't get there in time.
Yeah, unfortunately, you live in New Jersey, which has some of the worst gun laws in the United States. People who do want a concealed carry probably should not be living in New Jersey.
Right. Well, we're also the state that has the most people fleeing because we got the highest property taxes in the
higher than New York?
Also. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we've got a new governor. When he gets brought in, he's for raising the tax. He wants to tax the rich more. That never happens. It's a Sorkin stiff that our taxes go higher. He wants it to become a sanctioned state. He wants a community college for everyone.
Well, it sounds like New Jersey is competing hard with New York to head toward the bottom of the pack.
They've got high property taxes. They've got an income tax. They've got a sales tax.
Yeah, they're already at number 46, I think it was, on the Freedom in the 50 States, and New York at number 50. But New York is way below number 49, which is California. So if New Jersey's trying to displace number 50, they're going to have to really put some work into it. Thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue, Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yes. So it was announced that they're going to put a lot of lighting, extra lighting, along the pedestrian ways in the new rapid transit.
Okay.
So I'm excited. So it's going to...
Doesn't take a lot to get you excited.
Well, the thing is, it's going to be almost bright as, like, daylight at nighttime on Central. And that boulevard has been known to have, like, prostitution, pimps. They've been, for years, bulldozing down.
What do you got against prostitution?
Well, the thing is, we don't want to see this. People want to you know, picked
so
up
a if they put some lights on a rapid transit, that's going to make prostitutes go away?
Make them go someplace
well,
else?
I think so. I mean, the pits go away.
Are there no lights around U.S. 41 where the prostitutes like to hang out?
They usually walk.
Well, the thing is, it's gonna have like 15 times more lights, and also the an emergency button. If somebody, if a student's getting robbed with a pencil, like they did like last month,
and they happen to be right next to a button, they can press it, right?
That's right. They have all these emergency buttons.
That's so useful because all robberies happen right next to an emergency button.
But
none of the crooks who are going to hold somebody up at knife point are going to be wise enough to keep away from the emergency buttons, right?
Are people who have concealed carry permits going to be allowed to ride on the bus?
Good question.
Well, I don't know about that particular detail. I mean, you have to ask the city. But you know what? They never had an emergency button at all in Central, ever. So this is the first time we're going to have these megawatt lights all night. They're going to be seen, people that panhandle.
How many tons of carbon do you think these new lights are going to produce while they're shining like sunlight all night long?
I have no idea.
I don't know about you, Sarah, but I've seen, you mentioned panhandlers. Most of the panhandlers I see are out during broad daylight. So
they want to be where the people are.
Yeah, light isn't keeping those people away. But I do generally agree with you that light does stop crime.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's a proven fact. If you look at the United Kingdom when they put in the millions of CCTV cameras that they put in, what, a decade ago or something? A little while back. They put in all these CCTV cameras, and then the studies were done later that showed that the cameras actually weren't reducing crime, that it was actually streetlights that were the biggest factor in whether or not criminal activity was occurring. Thank you for the call tonight, although I don't consider prostitution to be a real crime because there's no victim in that case. Those are victimless crimes. Those are people consenting to sexual activity. If you say that you don't want to see that, if you don't want to see prostitutes on the street corner, then the answer is not street lights, but to legalize prostitution in that case, because then they don't have any reason to stand out on the streets. They can go indoors. They can advertise themselves on the internet. They can advertise in, you know, local magazines, those kinds of things. Prostitution should be legalized. Anyway, let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk more about these tulips.
All the outlandish stories of economic ruin, of an innocent sailor thrown into prison for eating a tulip bulb, of chimney sweeps wading into the market in hopes of striking it rich. Those come from propaganda pamphlets published by Dutch Calvinists worried that the tulip-propelled consumerism boom would lead to social decay. Their insistence that such great wealth was ungodly was even stayed with us to this day.
You're going to have to read that again coming up here because that was pretty ridiculous. This was a religious movement that spread all these lies?
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body
antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You've got Johnny Ray.
And you've got Mark.
As we go to your calls and thoughts, don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to AMP AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month, or you can send Bitcoin. Don't know why you would do that, because it would probably cost you $10 just to send the Bitcoin to us. But it's there for you in case you want to use it. We'll see if we can get some Bitcoin Cash set up on this. I don't know how hard that's going to be to implement, but at some point we'll try to add something in there besides Bitcoin. But PayPal, credit card, you can do those too over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. You get a special AMP badge on our brand-new forum, which, by the way, the offer that Roger Veer and I made on Friday night, apparently all it took to get people to try out the Free Talk Live forum was to simply pay them to do it, Mark, because we offered Roger offered a dollar's worth of Bitcoin Cash to anybody that posted their Bitcoin Cash address on a certain forum thread on forum.freetalklive.com. And I said, you know, I want to match that. I'm going to do a dollar. Roger's going to do a dollar. So $2 worth of Bitcoin Cash to anybody, the first 100 people who respond to this forum thread. Earlier today, I made good on my promise, sent out about $41 worth of Bitcoin Cash. So we're about halfway there. There's still another, if you heard us talking about that on Friday and you thought you were too late to get in on that, it's not too late.
Turns out not everybody wants to make an introduction thread, then make another thread requesting $2.
But at least 40 people did want to do that, Mark,
great.
And that's the largest number of sign-ups we've ever had in one day on the Free Talk
Live. Should have done it for newsletter sign-ups on freetalklive.com's newsletter.
Well, that's a neat idea. You can offer a dollar's worth of Bitcoin Cash to do that if you want. But right now, the dollar is for people signing up for the forum, so head on over to forum.freetalklive.com and you can do that. And if you are an amplifier, just let me know you've signed up. You can send me a private message on the forum. You'll see my posts everywhere, pretty much on every welcome, you know, introduction thread I usually post. So just send me a message or email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and I'll get you your special amp badge so everybody knows at a glance that you're a Free Talk Live amplifier over at and again, you can sign up for AMP if you have not done that over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to Dan in Nebraska, who I believe is one of the people who signed up for the forum recently. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, actually, you're right. Thanks for the Bitcoin Cash, by the way.
Excellent. You're welcome.
And,
go ahead.
So I heard Sarah's call, and it kind of reminded me of an article I read a little bit ago about how there was like a brothel that opened up in Spain that was made entirely out of like robots, and the local prostitute union like kept petitioning until they ended up getting like their license taken away or whatever, and they ended up having to close down.
I just wonder
kind of funny
what they did it based on, but I did hear that they had basically a sex doll. Brothel probably isn't the right term because brothel means something specific. This is people cavorting with plastic. this is not what happens
okay
in a brothel. But, I didn't hear that they had gotten shut down by the prostitute union, which is funny.
Well, I don't know. I ended up seeing that story on, like, you know, the Reddit forum for MGTOW probably a little bit ago.
MGTOW.
It was actually kind of a few months old.
MGTOW.
Yeah,
that is the Men Going Their Own Way movement?
That is right. It's a pretty big Reddit presence if you ever go on there.
And these are men who are, like, pretty jaded against women, right?
That is correct.
So is it the idea of the MGTOW is that you're just going to be alone for the rest of your life, or
you
that
you alone
yeah,
like so bad?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, alone means alone. If you're, you know, a man going your own way with, your bro, you're not alone.
I thought the idea was that. I guess I misunderstood the MGTOW thing. I thought the idea was you're supposed to work on yourself and improve yourself, and that eventually, you know, you might have a chance with somebody, you know, who comes along into your own life. The idea is to just completely shun contact with women instead?
No, it's not to shun. It's just not to pursue relationships at
not
that
pursue
point anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so
no more, like,
I have a lot of sympathy for this position, Ian. I mean, I got to say that
sympathy or empathy?
Both. Okay. But I mean, you know, sympathy. I have to.
Sympathy means you feel sorry for them. Empathy means you can relate.
I don't want to play word games with you, Ian.
That's not a game. It's a definition.
I understand. Yeah. I don't need to define them. I said sympathy. It's fine. Okay. You don't need to say empathy. It's not.
I'm just wondering what you meant, because sometimes when people say sympathy, they mean empathy. I just want to clarify.
Right. I have a lot of sympathy for this position.
Okay.
And my sympathy is that, look, you got to make a lot of compromises to be in a relationship. In many cases, those compromises are too great for the relationship that you get.
Mm-hmm,
if
sure
you make fewer compromises, I believe you're more likely to get
a better relationship. Sure.
And if you don't, at the very least, you didn't make a whole bunch of compromises to get a crappy relationship.
No doubt.
It's a really cool idea, and, you know, it is not something that we're inculcated with from birth. The inculcation is that women are a domesticating force upon men, and that men need to, obey women in the household because they're the household managers, that men are essentially, money earning livestock for the family unit, that they are, you know, that they're
kind of what you do.
Well, I mean, as men, that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you bring money
that's
back
right
to the family unit, and then the wife in women spend 70% of household income.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're usually spending it on things for the household. They're not buying diamond rings and stuff. But that gives you an idea of who's in charge, because he who has the purse makes the rules. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also there's this this notion that women should be treated like princesses. Ever heard that?
Oh, it's maddening.
Right. I mean, you know, you should be kept in a tower and be, you know, have a, what do they call those? A chastity belt on. And
that doesn't sound like much fun at all.
No, being treated like a princess would be a terrible idea. But what that means today is that they should get what they want. They should act in an unreasonable fashion and get what they want.
Yeah.
These are terrible ideas for having a good relationship. Yep. Because at some point or another, whatever made you want to treat her like a princess is going to wear off.
No doubt. Dan, any other thoughts you want to share?
I guess the last thing I would want to say is I'm actually pretty glad that Mark was sympathetic to the position. Because last time we talked about MGTOW on the show, I called in and Johnson was not particularly sympathetic to me. He said that four or five times. I think I gave you like a big long spiel about my own personal history. And said four or five times trying was not enough to go MGTOW.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know that what trying means, you know, as far as relationship goes, and, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinion on this, but...
It's something we could talk about another night. Thanks, Dan, for your call. I appreciate it. Just, we're obviously still learning about it. Mark, you have this lengthy story from the Smithsonian. You were about to tell us what happened with the tulip fever, why it was, why people were lied to about it, why it was blown out of proportion.
Yep.
And you said it had something to do with Calvinism?
Yeah, all the outlandish stories of economic ruin, of an innocent sailor thrown in prison for eating a tulip bulb, of chimney sweeps wading into the market in hopes of striking it rich. Those came from propaganda pamphlets published by Dutch Calvinists worried that the tulip-propelled consumerism boom would lead to social decay.
Hmm. So if people love flowers, they're going to start being bad people.
Well, they should be spending their money on that.
Should be giving it to the church, according to them.
Well, it's I agree.
So the church can buy flowers.
Do you think it's a good idea to spend money, you know, $10,000 on a purse?
Hell no.
Okay, that's what they're saying. They're right, but they made up.
They lied about it.
That have no historical corroboration.
They told lies in order to get people to believe their church stuff.
They printed stories that have no corroboration.
That's telling a lie, right?
I don't know.
Make something out of whole cloth, that's a lie.
It would be if it was made out of whole cloth.
Yeah.
Right? And it looks like it was.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It looks like a lie and smells like a lie. It's probably a lie.
Some of the stuff hasn't lasted, like the idea that God punishes people who are overreaching by causing them to have the plague. That's one of the things the people had said in the 1630s. But the idea that you get punished if you overreach, you still hear that. It's all pride goes before the fall. Goldgar, this is the person, the woman who wrote this, doesn't begrudge novelists and filmmakers for taking liberties with the past. It's only when historians and economists neglect to do their research that she gets irked.
Which a lot of the filmmakers are basing their films off of, presuming that's true.
Yeah.
And they're not. There's probably more to the story. You're going to post it on our, either way, you're going to post it on our Facebook and Twitter.
Sure.
I take it. So folks who want to go and dig in and look at whatever citations the Smithsonian might have on that, you can probably do that there. And between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy what remains of your weekend.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.